敬的各位来宾、女士们、先生们、各位媒体朋友们，大家下午好。我是微软公司的刘天栋，欢迎今天大家莅临微软开放技术有限公司的启动庆典现场。首先，请允许我介绍此次出席庆典的嘉宾，他们是闵行区区长赵树平先生，微软开发平台事业部全球资深副总裁索马塞加先生，微软亚太研发集团首席运营官孙元庆先生，中国开源软件推进联盟荣誉主席杜守群先生，上海软件行业协会主席杨根兴先生，微软开放技术有限公司总裁蒋伯利先生，上海紫竹高新技术产业开发区董事长沈文先生，欢迎各位的到来，也感谢各位嘉宾的热烈掌声。接下来我们有请微软开发平台事业部全球资深副总裁索马塞加先生与大家分享在不同的行业中开发者如何引领创新带动转型，而其中微软又在里面扮演什么样的角色，让我们以热烈的掌声欢迎索马塞加先生致辞。索马，
I'm very glad to be here today for the opening and launch of Microsoft Open Technologies here in China, Shanghai. It's great to see a lot of you here from the Chinese sort of, you know, what I call the technology and business leaders in Shanghai joining us here with us today this afternoon. We at Microsoft are very, very excited to share the stage today with leaders from COPU, the China Open Source Software Promotion Union, as well as the Shanghai Software Association. It's also a great honor for us at Microsoft to have here with us the Governor of Minhang District joining us today for this very important occasion. Thank you, Governor Zhao. I thought I'd take a few minutes and talk to you a little bit about how I see the world of software development moving forward, particularly how it relates to China and why we are all excited from Microsoft perspective at least today for the launch of Microsoft Open Technologies. If you think about, like, you know, the world of development and say what are some of the key trends that are happening today, there are two that come to my mind. First, every company around the world today is a software company. It doesn't matter what business you are in, it doesn't matter what products, what services, what customer base you're targeting, companies have come to the realization that software is a fundamental core asset that is going to help them both do what they need to do with their customers in a more effective way, and in the process, give themselves a business advantage that they're all striving for in today's world. Whether it is figuring out how to more effectively engage with customers, or whether it is figuring out how to make your employees more productive, or whether it is getting access to data in terms of what your customers are doing with your products and services, and being able to rely on that data to be able to make smart business decisions. No matter how you think about all of this, software plays a fundamental key role today in the success of businesses. So that's sort of one key trend. The other key trend that we see happening is what we at Microsoft call the devices and services revolution or the transformation. On the one hand, more and more developers are flocking towards the cloud. The cloud gives them a set of fantastic benefits in terms of agility, in terms of economics, in terms of giving access to a worldwide customer base instantaneously, So more people are saying, you know, hey, let me go figure out what this cloud is and let me get my application up and running on the cloud. On the other hand, there is a proliferation of digital devices. Each and every one of us has got access to one or more devices at any given point in time. And what we want more than anything else is for our experiences, for our applications, for our data to move seamlessly as we go through from one device to the other. And the way you want to be able to deliver this is through what we call a connected devices experience, where these devices are staying connected to something on the back end, which more and more is becoming the cloud. Now the good news is, if you're a software developer today, you look at the fact that, like, hey, every company is thinking about themselves as a software company. You think about the devices and services transformation, where the whole world is expecting to consume what I call modern applications through a variety of device form factors that stay connected to the cloud. Your life as a software developer is far more exciting today than ever before. Now, if you think about, like, cloud particularly, you know, everybody is talking about the cloud, cloud this, cloud that, hey, I want to be on the cloud kind of thing. From my perspective, at least China is very well poised to be a leader in this cloud revolution. Now, just to give you a few numbers to keep in mind. Year over year, the public cloud services in China is expected to see a 50% growth this year. If you look at, like, you know, the economists of the world, particularly in China, they would tell you that by the year 2015, more than 4 million cloud-related jobs are going to get created just in China. If you look around the world today and look at all of the developers who are saying that they are doing something or the other in the cloud, about a third of that developer base is sitting right in China. So you look at the developer base, you look at the developer momentum, you look at, like, you know, what is happening with public cloud and adoption of public cloud. As much progress as we've made in the last few years, there is a tremendous amount of opportunity and potential ahead of us in China. And that's the reason why we are all excited here today to figure out, like, you know, what we can do to help that revolution take place in the fullest possible extent as far as China goes. You know, in previous years, there's always been this debate, particularly when it comes to software. Hey, should I be looking at proprietary software or should I be looking at open source software? It seemed like a black and white discussion or a decision. I can either go this way or I can go that way. That discussion, that debate is no longer relevant. What more and more customers are saying, hey, I've got a problem that I want to get solved. I'm going to look at what proprietary software exists. I'm going to look at what open source software and solution exists. And I'm going to pick and choose and figure out whichever is going to give me the best possible solution for my particular problem. I'm going to go do that. And more enterprises around the world and in China are saying that. If you actually look at a lot of the web companies in China, they are very open to saying, like, hey, there is a set of proprietary software I want to be using, whether I build it myself or I rely on somebody else to deliver to me. And then there is a bunch of open source software and I'm going to mix and match and make sure that I can run the best infrastructure and deliver the best solution and value for my customers. So in that world, it is even more important for a platform company like Microsoft to say, hey, how do we make sure that we coexist and work really, really well with the open source communities around the world? In some sense, if you look at what we've done the last couple of years, whether you look at Windows Azure or Cloud Platform, or whether you look at Windows for devices, we've been very open in saying, hey, we believe in our own stack, but at the same time, we want to have an open platform where it doesn't matter what choices you as a developer make. For example, on Azure, we may say, like, hey, .NET is a fantastic solution. But at the same time, if you as a developer have made a choice on either Java or PHP or Node.js or pick your favorite stack, we absolutely want to support you on Windows Azure as a first-class citizen. Likewise, as far as Windows goes, we've taken a big bet on HTML5 and JavaScript because we believe that developers are voting with their feet and saying that, like, hey, I love that choice. I want to be able to do that. So we really are trying to figure out how we can build an open platform and work very closely and effectively with the open source communities around the world, including China. And that's the reason we said we are taking the next step forward today in terms of setting up a Microsoft OpenText subsidiary here that is going to give us the necessary structure and bridge for all of the product groups to be able to work effectively with open source communities here and make sure that the open source frameworks and open source technologies here in China work very well on our platforms and are accessible to developers both within China and around the world. So with that as the context, I want to reiterate that I'm very, very excited at what we are doing today. And more importantly, thank you all for being here today with us on this great occasion. Thank you.
谢谢索马赛教先生的精彩的发言。我们现在蓝军手上呢都有同传的这个传译东西，那可以按照这个频道，频道一中文，频道二英文，那可以转换，轻松的转换。微软呢在中国这个投资投入了多年，得到了政府非常多的支持。微软在中国。成立的这个研发集团呢，研发的中心也是除美国之外全世界最大的研发中心。我们得到很多政府的支持，尤其是上海市政府在闵行区，我们几年前建立了我们这个研发基地在紫竹这儿。那么非常感谢政府的支持和协助。现在我非常荣幸的请到我们闵行区的赵树明赵区长来为我们支持。
女士们、先生们，大家下午好。非常荣幸受邀能参加微软开放技术这样一个平台的活动。我觉得这是一个受教育的机会，提升的机会。这个礼拜，我在上个礼拜在规划这个礼拜的工作时，有三件大事。前两件大事呢刚办完，我觉得很高兴，就是向我们的人代会、向我们的政协会议报告区长一年的工作。包括就是我们人大代表政协委员的咨询干得好不好啊？这两件事干完了。实际上我很期待的是参加这样一个活动。参加这样一个活动，我其实上是两层意思。第一层意思是想表示感谢，感谢微软这么些年来对闵行的认同，不是所有的城区都有这样的福分。第二，我也是来表个态，我想。只有微软这样的企业好了，闵行才能好。第二句话，闵行好了，微软会更好。谢谢。
谢谢赵区长讲的非常振奋人心的，我们要更好，让闵行更好。中国呢，就像刚刚提到，中国在是这微软在全世界啊，除了美国之外，说了是最大的，也是最具战略意义的这个研发中心。那么微软呢，深刻的了解到开源软件技术对中国的重要性。那更具体的，在我们的产品中体现的我们的开放性。那今天的启动仪式呢，更是微软拓展我们专注于协助中国客户的。非常重要的一步。那么接下来我们有请微软亚太研发集团首席运营官孙元庆先生和大家分享。下面我们以热烈掌声欢迎孙庆先生。
各位女士、各位先生，大家下午好。那我先祝大家新年快乐。在这个即将到来的马年呢，马年强调的是行动力，所以先祝大家这个马到成功。那我实在很想学赵区长几句话就那么振奋人心哦，但我的火候还不够，所以我可能稍微讲长一点。那今天呢是一个非常重要的一个活动啊，所以如果可以的话呢，我大概从三个不同的维度来跟大家分享一下。第一个地方，这个中国在过去改革开放35年取得非常的长足的进步，不管在经济上面、在科技上面、在人才上面来讲， 我想都让整个世界刮目相看。那中国对维尔来讲是具有一个非常大的一个战略的意义。就从1992年，那微软在中国成立办事处开始，这过去21年来，我们的业绩上面，在销售、在市场、在技术支持方面来讲，目前已经达到了1000多人的一个规模，在全国范围内大量的去铺开。目前在15个不同的城市里面呢，都有我们的办事处。那微软亚太研发集团呢，今年对我们来讲是非常重要也是有趣的一年，因为今年是我们的第8年。那我们即将庆祝我们8周年的时候呢，那就如同刚才 Ted 也特别提到的，中国对微软来讲，那我们在全球范围内人数最多的研发基地，同时也是机能的这个机构呢最完善的一个组织。我们一系列的从技术研究、技术孵化、产品开发，甚至到了产业合作方面，我想在跨国企业在中国来讲是投入的力道也是深度最深的一家企业。那在去年的时候呢，我们宣布把风友云落地在中国之后，不光是在全球范围内第一家跨国企业，第一个把风友云带到中国的，更重要的地方，在全国范围内我们也是唯一的一家企业，同时结合了公有云、私有云还有混合云的部分。如果大家来看这个产业方面的趋势，就如同刚才这个索马塞加所特别提到的，过去的方式我们可能会强调商业化的软件、开源的软件，但这个界限呢越来越模糊了。另外一个地方来讲，设备跟云端的服务来讲，这个界限呢也越来越模糊了。曾经有过一份调查说过，以目前来讲呢，全世界的人口平均每一个人有4.8个装置，那这4.8个装置来讲都是连接的装置，换句话说，这个装置它不能没有云端的服务。第三个地方来讲，企业跟消费者的界限也越来越模糊。今天在座的企业，不管是专业人士或企业的领导，他同时在家里面也是一个很好的消费者群，他也可能把家里面用的消费者装置呢带到了企业来去使用。所以怎么样同时强调生产力的过程，同时又不去妥协在器械化的安全、设备方面管理，这都是一个非常大的课题，值得大家共同去研究。那今天呢，微软呢希望在开放、在互操作、在这个互通的这个地方呢能够往前更大的迈入。所以为什么成立的微软开放技术有限公司，这也是微软除了美国本土之外，在全世界范围内唯一的成立一家子公司，那所代表的战略的意义跟它所代表的重大的含义是不可言喻的。那我想今天非常高兴能够邀请各位来参加这个大的这个庆典，那也希望接下去的这个商投币它有更多的一些精彩内容可以跟大家分享。那最后呢，祝大家在新的一年身体健康，谢谢。
刚刚孙总呢提到的是云加端啊，这个设备呢就是特别，如果是不需要它的，特别拿来演示一下。谢谢孙元庆先生的精彩发言。那么中国在中国是微软的战略重心。那过去几年，微软显著的加大了在中国的研发投入，包括在开源领域的投资。那么在开源领域呢，微软将面临哪些挑战和机遇？我们现在有请我们尊敬的中国开源软件黑镜联盟荣誉主席朱守群先生上台给我们分享，朱老师。
各位嘉宾、各位专家、各位朋友，下午好。祝贺微软开放技术有限公司成立，祝贺微软开放技术有限公司中国运行启动庆典。当今 IT 技术的发展已经从 PC 时代转向移动互联时代，或者说转向以移动计算为核心的云卧翼四大智的时代。云卧翼，云就是云计算，卧就是物联网，翼就是移动计算，社就是社交平台，大就是大数据，智就是智慧城市。 软件也已经进入了重新定义的时代。软件可以定义网络，软件可以定义生态系统的供应链，软件可以定义世界。软件就是服务，软件真正提供价值。今天是开源软件大发展的时代，开源驱动软件。微软是全球最大的实力雄最雄厚的软件公司，过去微软开发产出的都是战略软件、闭源软件。今天微软在发展传统软件的同时，成立了开放技术公司，开发产出开源软件，参与制定并执行开放标准，开拓互联互通互操作的业务，这是十分明智的，也是符合时代潮流的。开源是经济的生产软件的方式，用户在使用开源软件的时候可以感到更加安全更加放心。微软现在在世界上面是同时生产、同时开发跟产出闭源软件跟开源软件的一家公司，这样更有利于实现几个系统之间的互联互通互操作。我们全世界有很多系统，恐怕现在还是大部分都是闭源系统，但是你现在开源系统也出来了。现在问题是不是说开源归开源原先，闭源归闭源原先，它要互相联系来，互联互通互操作。我看微软成立了这个公司以后啊，有利于这个发展，就是不但是有利于开源系统的发展，也有利于它闭源系统的发展。以前呢，五六年以前我提出了叫一个混源系统，当时我的微软跟 IBM 的赞成，是吧？实际上你这个东西可以更好实现这个东西。谢
谢。谢谢陆博士的精彩分享啊，这个跟我们混元系统和我们的五合云呢，这个是殊途不同归，英雄所见略同。那让我们再次以热烈掌声谢谢陆博士。那随着中国云计算对云计算开源技术的日益关注呢，上海的发展备受瞩目。那么目前上海在经济和社会的发展过程当中，那科技会拥有哪些机会呢？那么今天呢，我们有幸请到了上海市软件行业协会主席杨根新先生为大家谈谈目前上海软件行业的发展与未来啊，请那个杨主席联系上来。
各位领导，微软的各位高层以及我们所有的同行，下午好。今天我们很高兴看到微软开启微软的开放技术公司，这是适应软件发展潮流的一个重大举动，也是适合我们国际竞争需要的一个重大战略需要。软件无处不在，软件定义一切，驱动一切。在80年代我们就讲软件它是个驱动力，那我们今天已经真正看到软件它是呢也驱动了我们国民经济的发展。前一个时期我们软件还是一个支撑型的一个工作，服务各种应用，而今天我们可以看到软件它已经是可以驱动一切的发展。最近我们在我的软件产业与工程杂志上，我们发了一篇文章，叫软件就像电一样 在改变世界。所以我们软件帮金的发展，我想我们需要是这样的，开放互动，跨界融合。那么今天我们看到微软以一个崭新的姿态向我们的社会表明，我们愿意开放我们微软的技术。那么开放技术实际上还需要相关的规则标准，也需要开放应用的指导。我们非常希望微软的开放技术研究院、开放技术公司能够提供这方面的帮助。我想这是我要讲的第一点。第二点，上海软件产业的发展这几年平均以20%的速度在成长。去年我们上海已经达到了2000亿人民币的产值，今年可能更多。假如今年和信息服务放在一起，可能会达到4000个亿。所以软件的产值发展非常的快。那么微软实际上它的软件、它的产品是我们从学生时代就使用的这个产品，所以你们有非常大的优势。但是现在面临着苹果、谷歌的挑战，你微软不开放不行了，必须开放啊，把你们的技术让更多的人去应用。那么作为我们软件行业协会来说，我们一方面提倡正版软件的应用，我们也经常做正版的宣传，但另外一方面我们也提倡开源。所以我们软件行业协会，我们有专门的开源专业委员会，每年有开源的社区活动，我们在推广这方面的应用。我们希望在后面的日子里面和微软开放技术公司有更多的合作。我们软件行业协会目前有1200个会员单位，那么上海所有的大型骨干软件企业都是我们的会员单位。刚才我听我们微软工作人员说想成为我们行业协会的会员单位，我在这里可以表个态，因为 IBM 已经是我们的会员单位，微软我们同样非常欢迎我们成为我们的会员单位，甚至于成为我们的理事单位，甚至于都可以成为我们的副会长单位。我们欢迎你们的加入。我们希望我们微软更加融合到我们国家、我们上海软件开发的一个大的一个技术合作当中去，变成我们中国软件发展的一个不可分割的部分。那么这样的话，我们的生命力会越来越强，我们的竞争力会越来越好。谢谢大家。
软件协会呢，是所有软件公司的龙头啊，那也谢谢杨主席啊，一个继续的支持跟指教。对微软来说呢，今天是一个非常有里程碑意义的一天。相信大家也迫不及待的想要了解微软开放技术公司到底是怎么样一家的公司，它今后在中国又有怎么样的一些举措呢？下面有请我们微软开放技术有限公司总裁蒋伯利先生来为大家致辞。蒋。
Thank you, Governor, for being with us. Thank you to all the speakers. Thank you to all of you for coming here today. And of course, I'm extremely excited to be in Shanghai, in Minhang District, to discuss with you the launch of Microsoft Open Technologies here in China. You know, everybody here in the room uses multiple devices from different vendors. They use multiple clouds. And you expect that to work with it together. You expect that from your phone you can access any cloud, you can read your email, whatever it is. And you expect this almost to work like magic. But that's very difficult to achieve, and that's why a few years ago, Microsoft decided to create Microsoft Open Technologies to be able to have multiple software from commercial, from Microsoft, to work with non-Microsoft, with open source. And I'm here to discuss today why and how we create MS Open Technologies in China. So first, who are we? Because the company is defined by the people. We are engineers, we are specialists in standards, and we work with multiple open source communities. So that's who we are. But what do? We build bridges. We build bridges between commercial software, non-open source software, between Microsoft software and non-Microsoft software. And for example, we have been working with multiple communities on the cloud. We have been working with the Linux community to enable Linux to work well with Azure. We have been working with the Java community. We have been working with PHP, with the Apache community, with Node.js, and many communities on the cloud as a partnership. We have been working as well with many on the devices front to enable things like the open web. We have been working with the W3C on a standard that's very important called HTML5. We have been working with open source communities. We have somebody here with us that worked in China, Coco2D. We have been working with them in gaming in order to make more open source and gaming technologies to work better on Windows. And so our work is to work with partners. We work with the community on multiple technologies and on multiple partnerships. And our logo symbolizes that. All the colors that you see here in the logo symbolizes all the different technologies and the different communities and open source communities we work with. And the bridge precisely symbolizes the fact that we are going between commercial and open source, between Microsoft and non-Microsoft technologies. Now, I'm very excited here to be in China, because China is a proven leader in cloud and devices. There is so many innovation going here, and there are so many potential, and I visited a few months ago, and I was really amazed by the talents that are here, and that's why we decided to invest here. And so, it is my great pleasure to introduce Lan Ying, who is a great innovator in China, and who is going to be managing the Microsoft OpenText subsidiary in China. Lan, would you mind to give us a few words?
Thank you very much, Jim. That's a great introduction, it's great. I want to say, 它的那个 logo 是一个桥梁，这个桥梁呢是衔接微软技术和非微软技术的一个桥梁。对这个中国来说呢，就是衔接微软技术和中国用户的需求的一个桥梁。这个微软技术开放技术公司在中国的成立，就为我们能为中国的用户服务得更好。 更快提供了一个非常好的条件，我是感觉到非常荣幸能参加微软，这个Open技术公司，也希望能在以后时间里能跟大家更多的合作，谢谢大家，马年快乐。
So many people ask me, how are we going to be successful? And I really want to talk to everybody here in the room and to many all the innovators in China. Your success is our success. Working with you really means a lot with us, and working with your technologies and your innovation. And so I'm going to need personally your partnership. And I'm actually going today to start by asking your help, helping me launch Microsoft OpenText Shanghai here.
谢谢蒋国立先生的精彩演讲，让我们更了解了微软在中国开源社区的投入与承诺。那今天在活动开始之前，所有的嘉宾呢都已经在签到的地方
有签着用一把钥匙来代替这个签到啊，所以呢，这时候大家如果转头看一下，后面有位美丽的女士呢，拿着一把这您刚刚签过字的这个钥匙，啊，现在呢已经在我们的活动现场了。那我要请像刚刚就让所说的，我们需要大家通力的合作啊，从这个您的这个最后方呢，一直依序的传递到啊这个您的左前方，最左前方的这个美丽的。是 Stephanie 女士这边，那请后面这边开始传递。那这个不仅呢是象征的各位嘉宾的亲身参与，那这把钥匙呢更体现了微软开放技术的精神，通过众人的力量亲身打造更便利更开放的环境与生态体系。就像呢刚刚像蒋博士先生所提到的，微软开放技术呢就像一座桥梁，那为微软和非微软技术提供最佳的融入渠道与平台，那促成共同的进步，因为大家的共同参与才能够促成行业的健康发展。通过微软开放技术平台，每一个人的力量汇聚在一起，便会累积成为改变世界的能量。今天所有到场的嘉宾呢都是其中这个庆典的参与者贡献者。那么这个签有名字的钥匙，那等一下要到底要做什么呢？我们等一下传过来之后呢，我为大家揭开谜底。给大家请台，向你的左前方传到这个美丽女士小姐这里啊。好，可能有人没听到，传递了没关系。感谢大家积极配合，我们现在就请今天的嘉宾代表呢在现场为我们完成最后的步骤，共同见证这个有里程碑意义的时刻。那我们现在以热烈的掌声有请我们的嘉宾上台，我们把这把意义非凡的钥匙呢给把拼好。那有请闵行区区长赵树平赵区长。有请中国开源软件科技联盟荣誉主席杜守军先生来上台协助我们来把这个主题好。有请微软开发平台事业部全球资深副总裁罗马赛加先生罗马。有请微软开放技术上海有限公司董事总经理云浪生董总来帮助我。有请上海软件行业协会主席杨根新先生上台协助我们把这个钥匙给他。有请上海紫竹高新技术开发区陈董事长来帮助。有请微软亚太研发集团首席运营官孙元庆先生上台帮助。好，现在我们看到呢最后一个胜败都已经组合到钥匙本身了。那在全场嘉宾的共同协助底下呢，代表微软开放技术有限公司的色板已经完全点亮啊，可以看到屏幕，那也揭开了微软开放技术有限公司的标志 logo 的全貌。那我们请台上各位嘉宾可以留念。 那这些呢有活力的这块就是微软开放技术有限公司主要传达的信息，希望未来有更多充满活力充满热情的开发者与微软合作，那共同为开源事业做出更多的杰出的贡献。感谢大家的配合，那我现在有请蒋国立先生呢将钥匙拿到台前，那请各位台上嘉宾也顺着这样次序呢移动过来啊，请这样怎么样？好啊，请蒋国立先生把这个五彩斑斓的钥匙为大家开启由微软开放技术有限公司打造的美好未来。我现在开始倒数 3, 2, 1。好，请问一下，又回到座位，谢谢，非常感谢你。好，那么，今天呢，等一下我们会有现在呢为大家欣赏我们精致准备的柔术表演，本来应该是要表演的，这个压轴戏的比较方便。好，请我们的这个美丽的柔术表演团体来为我们表现。 表演了，那再看到视觉的震撼，力与美的这个完美结合啊。那在表演里面一再看到这个出现这个桥的意象 ，bridge 桥，也刚刚像一再说的，那跟今天的活动的意涵呢也息息相关。那我们今天的活动呢就到这边告一段落，谢谢各位嘉宾、各位女士、各位先生、各位媒体朋友们的莅临与参与。非常感谢。那场外呢有我们的茶歇交流区啊，欢迎大家继续踊跃交流。那再次感谢大家所有嘉宾的来到，谢谢。